First, the observation deck with Gordon, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and McDonald's.
Thanks, Miller Man. All right, before I get to how I almost died yesterday morning coming into work, a bit of investigative journalism, if you will. Will you allow me? Thank you for allowing me. All right, yesterday on this very station, we played a clip from an athlete that sounded suspiciously like someone we've run into in our ticket past. Do you remember Alamo Art from last year's training camp?
Mm-hmm. Great songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Here's a sample of us talking with Alamo Art last year.
Well, first of all, tell us about your teeth. Describe your teeth.
Oh, they're gold. They're 10-karat gold. And I got them specially made for my teeth.
Specially made for
you? Yeah. I wear tons of gold. I wear rings and...
You're just not wearing it this evening?
I'm not wearing it. I wear about $6,000 worth of gold.
Oh. All right. This is Ranger Andres Blanco.
Today was the day, and I'm so proud, especially my family was here today in the crowd. First time ever they came to the United States, and I have that day.
Don't they sound the same?
Yeah, that's going to sound like Alamo Art.
They both have the thing where they end up here. With the weird kinda question thing. And just kind of lazy talk.
Kind of run out of breath.
Just kind of like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
So there you go. Separated at voice birth? Is that... I don't know if that's correct or not.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I'm arriving here at work at 4:15 like I always do. Because I get in before everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
And I park down about three levels down in our parking garage. And I ride the little elevator up.
What's it like parking down there in the basement?
Creepy. You feel very underground.
Mm-hmm.
Very creepy.
Why do you park that far down?
Just, there's people looking for me right now, and it's a whole
just
deal.
Laying low.
No, just laying low. I got reasons, Rich.
We kind of get our pick of spaces when
we
come
in. You just don't worry about the people who are after me. So I take the elevator up, and as the doors open, now the elevator is going to take me to the ground level of the parking garage, mm-hmm. where I will then have to get out of the elevators and walk through the little breezeway area to get to our building. And of course, it's nighttime because we arrive while it's still dark. Elevator doors open for the ground floor of the parking garage. There, staring me in the face, is a big raccoon.
Really?
Yes. He is inside the opening of the garbage can looking out.
It shows teeth?
No, I look at the thing and I get startled. And then, so I kind of walk past him a little bit and then I turn around towards him. I'm about probably 8 feet from him at this point, maybe 10 feet. I look towards him, I'm thinking, man, I got to get a picture of this to show George and Craig. So I pull out my iPhone, and I'm fumbling around with the buttons and everything, and ever since I updated to OS 4, the thing runs slower than Christmas. And I'm trying to mess with it, and this raccoon's watching me the whole time, and then he starts making a move towards me. He jumps down out of the garbage can and is on the ground in front of me, looking at me. And I'm still trying to get my phone going and everything like this, thinking, well, surely he's not going to come towards me. And he starts scampering towards me a few feet. Scampering towards me, stopping, looking. And then he starts.
Big old raccoon.
Yeah, then he starts. Yeah, this thing was probably 30 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And so I kind of start backing up.
Making noise.
Making noise, trying to get my phone going, and he's coming at me, and I'm making noise, and he's kind of veers off a little bit, but then starts coming back at me. So this thing's charging me. I'm thinking, okay, I got on jeans, I've got my big Joe Montana Skechers on, I can take this thing. And I'm backing up, he's coming towards me, I'm about to drop my iPhone, shattering it all over the place, and finally at the last second, I start charging him, and then he veers off and runs into the bushes. Scared the daylights out of me, because raccoons are mean.
What if he had rabies?
He could have had rabies.
This is his home. He's been here all week.
Yes, and that's the thing. As I walk in our building, and the guy who's down there at the desk, security guy, he says hello to me and tells me how much she loves my work. And then I'm waiting at the bank of elevators inside, and I look out through the glass doors, and I notice the raccoon is up by the door.
Really?
Taunting
yes.
you?
Wow.
And I look at that, and I'm going, dang.
Taking his fist.
And the security guy goes, oh, you see the raccoon that we have there, huh? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, he basically stays around here. You haven't seen the mom yet, have you?
Do what?
And the one I saw was the small one.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, really? Oh, yeah, the mom one's about two times that big.
And that one would not have run from you. The mom will run at you.
Yes.
And keep running.
Yes.
I think we can get about
and
20
we'll
bucks a pelt.
Tear
we?
You up.
And there's wow. a possum also that hangs out around
I've seen
there.
The possum.
Yeah. What is this, Wild Kingdom?
It's that park across the street. We're so close to
really?
Anything.
We're close to Turtle Creek.
Yeah, it's like wilderness in the middle of the city.
Have you ever guys ever witnessed like the dexterity of a raccoon?
Like in a
what do you
contest?
Mean, like throw him an abacus?
Not quite. Writing
Rubik's
skills.
Rubik's cube. We were camping last month.
Rubik's
we had
cube.
This we had this raccoon that was terrorizing our dog and children around our campsite one night, and we ran it off. Go to bed that night, and I get up the next morning, and a cooler that I had sitting on the ground had been opened up.
Yeah.
A package of bacon in there had been torn open, and about half of the bacon had been removed. And it wasn't like
oh,
it was
you'd been
thrown...
sleep eating again.
Yeah, right. It wasn't like it'd been thrown all over the place. I mean, the hole was pretty messy that was torn into the package,
Mark.
But it was like perfectly removed half the bacon out of the package.
Yeah, they can open stuff.
I couldn't
it's
believe
crazy.
How neat he seemed to do it too. But yeah, they get into anything.
I caught one had opened one of our. Dog food canisters in the garage, you know, those little plastic bins mm-hmm. that have the, and he had, you know, opened it up and was
chowing down
on his back, hind legs, yeah, chowing down.
Hmm.
So those things just scavenge. So do possums. They're
yeah.
scavengers,
yeah.
And they go through all of the garbage up here.
We've got possums in our alley. They scavenge back
yeah,
there.
Possums.
And live.
What's with possums?
Well, they're ugly.
They're very evil looking.
Oh my goodness.
They're ugly. They
mm-hmm.
look like they got mange.
Mm-hmm.
And they
stare
look,
at you.
They look blind, too, to me.
Yeah.
They look like they all need glasses.
But yet they can see right through you.
So that's the ticket raccoon. Watch out for the ticket raccoon down there. I'm going to try to.
Can we hear from him at 8:40?
I'm going to try to see if I can get a little bitty ticket t-shirt on him. Wouldn't that be great?
Ticket raccoon.
How you doing?